In Thailand, the military appears to be firmly in charge following a bloodless coup yesterday. The military says it will restore democracy soon, but this coup stands as a reminder that democracy is in its infant stages in Thailand. Sean McHale is an associate professor of Southeast Asian and Vietnamese history at George Washington University, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about Thailand's history with democracy. It is a fairly young history, is it not?
It's a fairly young history. In fact, for most of the 20th century, from 1932 onwards, the military was rising in power, and in fact, in the late 40s, 50s, 60s, actually into the 70s onwards, the military ruled effectively the country. So democracy really dates, you could say, mostly from 1992.
1992, the 90s. Well, so should democracies, should the West, should the United States be worried that this is the end of a very brief experiment?
I don't think it should be too worried. In one sense, I mean, I think if you step back, you can even go before 73, and you can see a process whereby the military in general has loosened its grip over Thailand, and there has been a clear process of democratization in the country. And so the question is whether or not what's happened just now in Thailand, whether it is an aberration, and whether, in fact, Thailand is going to get back onto this democratic path.
How important is Thailand to the U.S. strategically?
Thailand has always been important to the United States and Southeast Asia. It was one of the earliest signatories of ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. It was a place where the United States actually stationed bombers during the Vietnam War. In fact, had a large contingent of Americans in bases there. It's important in the Cold War, and since then, of course, it's played less of a military significance, but it also has an economic significance. It's one of the most important countries in Southeast Asia in terms of economic growth, and the United States has extensive economic relations with the country.
I remember it was one of the Asian tigers in the 90s.
Yes, it is one of the success stories.
Well, tell us how it brought about that success, and what are its major exports?
There are a variety of factors, one of which is it basically has a large and lively business class. It has had a large amount of investment from Sino-Thai, people partly of Chinese ancestry in Thailand. It's they've developed a good infrastructure, good planning. The result has been a steady economic growth since the 1960s, so that today it is one of the, actually one of the economic powerhouses of Southeast Asia. So that trajectory is actually probably not going to change.
So this coup does not threaten that at all?
The question is what's going to happen in the next few weeks. The coup leaders insist that they want to see a return to civilian rule. And then the question is to what extent that promise will be carried out. Historically, Thailand has had numerous coups in the past, and ironically, they're like blips on a screen. They cause a short-term crisis, but in the long run, Thailand has always righted itself. And so I think actually the perception within Thailand is that hopefully this is the same. This is just a blip. Thailand will reorient itself, and once again, it'll be on a path to stability. Thailand, despite the fact that it's had numerous coups in its history, is ironically has been a very stable country.
Sean McHale is an associate professor of Southeast Asian and Vietnamese history at George Washington University. Thank you for joining us.